In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You may not be able to get blood out of a turnip or make a silk purse out of a sow's ear, but if you're God, no sweat, for his daily occupation is making something out of nothing. From dead dirt he molds a living man. From a piece of bone he builds a lovely bride. 90-year-old Sarah giggles like a schoolgirl when out of her desert womb sprouts a flowering Isaac. Aaron's staff buds. Out of fleece, Gideon squeezes a bowl full of dew, and a boulder becomes a drinking fountain at which all Israel may slake their thirst. This is no divine magician pulling a rabbit out of a hat. This is simply God, all in a day's work, always pulling everything out of nothing by means of his almighty word. When all was still and it was midnight, that almighty word leaped from the royal throne to fill a tabernacle of human flesh with all the glory of the Godhead. He pulled everything human, body and soul, eyes, ears, and all our members. He pulled it all into God, not by conversion of the Godhead into flesh, but by taking the manhood into God. So then God sucked his thumb, and God dirtied his diaper. God ate and drank, sneezed and cried, walked and talked, lived and died. And it all started when out of the nothingness of Mary's womb, the Word who makes all things made for himself a body, human through and through. From the virgin soil of Eden, the first man came, and from the virgin womb, the last man came to re-Genesis you. If it seemed like God was getting awfully close to people when he set up his tent smack dab in the middle of Israel's camp, how much closer he came when he shifted the Holy of Holies beneath the bulging belly of a young maiden from Galilee. Now that's Emmanuel, God with us, God in us, God who is one of us. For Mary is greater than Sarah, promised son though Isaac was. Mary is greater than Samson's mother, savior though he was. For in her womb and nursing at her breast is the Lord of all. Upon a manger filled with hay, in poverty content he lay, with milk was fed the Lord of all, who feeds the ravens when they call. So it had to be, for if Mary gave birth to one less than God, then more is needed. To put it simply, if Mary is not the mother of God, then God is not our Father. For he must have, and he did become like us in all things, and remain like his Father in all things, that in all things he might redeem us by his blood. Simultaneously virgin and mother, Mary is the icon of the virgin bride of Jesus, who bears all her children in the image and likeness of her husband. She was the first to be in communion with the flesh and blood of Jesus. She is the preeminent receiver of the word that comes from the Father. Higher than the cherubim, more glorious than the seraphim, this bearer of the eternal word gives voice to the praise of all creation as she sings the most heavenly hymn ever uttered by an earthly tongue. But Mary is not alone, for what she received of him you have partaken. For the Word became flesh to make your flesh into Word. Into your sin-infested body is placed the body of that Word, the antidote for life, to make you new by union with him. The Father wraps his Son in the swaddling clothes of bread, and lays that bread from heaven within the manger of your mouth. The rock from whence Israel drank is pierced so that a lifeless corpse becomes an ever-flowing chalice that pours into you the liquid of life. You who deserve nothing good are given everything good and more because you are given Jesus. The Jesus born of Mary, the Jesus who bore your iniquities, the Jesus who was born on the clouds to God's right hand. This Jesus is yours and you are his. You are woven into his divinity through his humanity, and this cord of three strands cannot be broken. It is the rope of salvation that binds you to the Father in the unity of the Spirit. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ for the Blessed Virgin Mary, because through her womb came the one who makes everything out of nothing, all for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.